AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. There are reports from Iran. The largest warship in the Iranian Navy caught fire and sank in the Gulf of Oman. There's video of thick black smoke rising from the ship. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Karg is one of the few vessels in the Iranian Navy capable of providing replenishment at sea for other ships. It could also lift heavy cargo.
The circumstances surrounding the sinking of the Karg are unclear. President Biden meets later today with the top Republican negotiator on his big infrastructure bill.
With the clock ticking down to a June 7th deadline, President Biden is slated to meet with West Virginia Republican Senator and lead negotiator Shelley Moore Capito. The president wants to spend $1.7 trillion to improve roads, bridges, and other investments using a corporate tax hike, while the GOP came up only to $928 billion and wants to use funding allocated toward COVID relief. Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said yesterday, President Biden appreciates the effort to negotiate.
But as the president said last week, we do need to finish these negotiations soon.
Biden may try to muscle support from Democrats alone. Risky with such slim margins in the House and Senate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ruling out a presidential commission to study the Capitol riot in January. Melanie Stansberry is the newest member of Congress.
New Mexico. Mexico delivered for our people, delivered for our communities.
The Democrat won an open four-way race to fill a vacant seat previously held by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. There was another deadly workplace shooting in California. A firefighter near Los Angeles killed a coworker and wounded another at their small fire station before setting his house on fire and apparently killing himself. This is AP News. An FBI agent is facing charges following a shooting in a subway train near Washington, D.C.
FBI supervisory agent Eduardo Valdivia is charged with attempted second-degree murder, first-degree assault, and reckless endangerment after wounding an unarmed man during an altercation in a Metro train car last December. A Montgomery County, Maryland grand jury indicting the veteran agent who shot and wounded a man after a testy exchange. And this from WJLA, State's Attorney John McCarthy says Valdivia was not justified in pulling the trigger.
We would not have brought the charge if we thought that it was protected by law.
Valdivia's lawyer says he acted in self-defense after being threatened by the man. He's been released on his own recognizance. I'm Tim McGuire.
Grammy-nominated rapper DaBaby was detained for questioning in a shooting that wounded two people in Miami and later released. Two suspects are now charged in the case. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.